Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, excuse me. Still eating pumpkin pie here. Sitting in the orange studio today, absolutely, right here in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. Pumpkin pie's all around. I decided I got it. I can't go any farther. I got to have a piece of pumpkin pie. Welcome into the Orange Studio today here on Auto World. Glad you could be here with us. We've got plastic pumpkins with smiley faces to frowny faces to scary faces. Boo! Ooh! Spooky! Oh, yes. With trick-or-treat candy in them. In fact, every one of you are going to, I'm going to be giving you and sending you through your emails and phone calls. You're going to get a little bit of trick-or-treat candy that you've probably never had. Well, you had it when you were a kid. Candy corn! The dentists out there just love the candy corn, don't they? Stick to the tooth and just pull that cavity right out. This is not a dentist show. This is Auto World. Let's get going. Today on Auto World, I have for you the list of engines that, folks, this list are made by Americans, USA, and they were built to go 500,000 miles, period. 500,000 miles. They burn petrol. We're going from number 10 up the list here this hour of Auto World. You're going to find out the make, who made them, the manufacturer, what size of engine they are. And we're going to find out maybe one of those are your favorites, too, right here on Auto World. I have a recall for you, so stay tuned for the recall. This is one that, well, let's just say that right now at this point, there's 751,000 parts and pieces that are falling off your automobile. I call that a yard sale. Okay, we're going to have that coming up. And, yeah, oh, suspended. They're suspended. Not in this state. Not going to happen. No. Going to find out a little bit about what that's all about. And we have the winner coming up here on Auto World today of the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Already, 2024 SUV of the Year. Wow. My Motor Trend. And I have the contenders. So we're going to go up the list, the contenders. I've already mentioned for first hour, second hour, I've already mentioned some of the contenders. I'm going to mention some more of the contenders, and then we're going to find out. We did call Dougie the Delahaye five-stick drummer. He's in the house with his drum set for the drum roll. So let's get right to it. My number, I want to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, also, website, autoworldmedia.com. I need to keep plugging that a little bit more because we're going to have you on there, folks. We're going to have you on the website, autoworldmedia.com. That's right. Just send me a photo. Send it to me email-wise at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Send me a photo of your first ride, second ride, the ride you really liked, the ride you didn't like, the ride, your first ride you had, the car, the truck, the lawnmower, the snowmobile, the dirt bike. Send it to me. We're going to put it up on the website. Give me a little story. We can put it up there and share it with everybody else. We will never share your email and or your last name. If you want to change your name to, if you're Jim and you want to be called Jimmy, do it. Just change your name and we'll put it. This is Jim's ride. He drives a John Deere L130 riding lawnmower to work every day. That's what it's all about. And he enjoys it. We're going to show it, tell it, say it. AutoWorldMedia.com. And by the way, that's the way you go to the podcast. For those times you just can't be with me live, you can go to autoworldmedia.com and just click on the little red bar that says podcast. Instagram account, go over and check it out. Auto World Media is the address there. Again, follow me on Facebook, and thank you for following me. And follow. I do accept the Facebook messaging. I do get a little bit of that during the week. I do appreciate that, folks. Thank you. We're maxed out 5,000 friends. Hey, that's okay. Appreciate you. I do. Facebook only says we only have 5,000 friends. I think we could go to 50,000, and I do appreciate you folks being there for me. with me and watching and following. Go ahead and friend us, because if somebody has to go somewhere else and go by and whatever, we'll get you in there, and you can be one of our Facebook friends. So with all that, let's do it. Number 10 on the list. Let's go at number 10 first. That's at the bottom. The list of engines that are built to go 500,000 miles from the get-go. Number 10 was the Chevrolet 7.4 liter big block V8. Oh, yeah, the Chevrolet big block engine is a term for a series of large displacement, naturally carburetor burning 90 degree overhead valve gasoline powered V8. The 454 is known, as you know, it was used in the 1970 to the 1974 Corvette. Big wide valve covers. Got a couple of those hanging, chrome, of course, hanging on the shop wall just to show people the years of yesterday. It actually packed a solid 450 horsepower and a monstrous 500 pound-feet of torque, folks. The 454 is number 10 on the engines that were built to go 500,000 miles. Number 9, Ford, the competitor. The Ford built a 7.5-liter V8. Maximum power is 375 horsepower. It was monstrous, one of the monstrous V8s that Ford built. It was the 460 cubic inch V8, found in Lincoln, Mercury, and Ford. The coupes, the sedans, last of its kind. Number 8, going up the list of engines that burn petrol. Number 8, the Chevrolet 5.7 liter V8. The LT1, maximum power, 300 horsepower. The LT1, first released in 1992, was the next generation small block engine, folks, that made a name for itself due to its reliability and its performance specs. It was being used in iconic cars throughout our years. 1992 through 1996, the Chevrolet Corvette LT1. The 1993 through 1997, Chevrolet Camaro. The engine block only gained more fame as it was living on. It was built and manufactured to go 500,000 miles. Now, any of you out there, that was number 8. We're going to go up the list, of course, throughout the hour. Now, how many of you out there actually have one of those engines in your ride right now? How many of you have that engine in a ride that you said and are saying right now, blank, I wish I would have never sold that? Yeah, it could happen, huh? How about that? Oh, yeah. That turbocharged diesel. What? Oh, yeah. It was back in 1980, the International Scout. Back in 1980, the turbocharged diesel. It was a Nissan / Datsun engine that was their new turbo diesel engine. They put a Nissan / Datsun turbo diesel engine in a 1980s International Scout. Their slogan back in that day, fight back with Scout. Anything less is just a car. And that's what we call... My dad had that car. What car did your dad have? Did dad ever let mom drive it? Oh, we don't know, do we? Or do you do too, no? I'd love to hear if mom ever got the chance to drive dad's International Scout. Or even that Scout. Well, it wasn't called a Scout. It was called the International Travelall. Four-door, suburban-style type of vehicle that IH put out back in the day. Don't get spooked, but we are going to end up going into the email bag because I have a lot of emails to get to, and we're going to get to the email bag. I always like to go in there at least once an hour. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house with the email bag on his lap. Can't hardly wait to help you with your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Consult throughout the week to help you. We'll be right back after the short break. You might want to slow up on eating all those Kit Kats. You know, you got to save some for the trick-or-treaters. Trick-or-treat!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Speaking up here. Are you male or female?
Male.
Uh-huh. I've been looking at you for about 45 minutes now. Can you... That's a charming looking thing. Would you unveil yourself there for a minute? Can we see who's inside? Mm-hmm. Oh. Famous! Alan! Nice to see you, old fellow. Now, somebody is going to say, take the mask off inside now, you know. The man who went with a craze for monsters long before... Come on now, come on, there, boy. Got long claws there. Ladies and gentlemen, back for the second go-around and the one that was so popular not too long ago, a thing called the Monster Mash. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Bobby Pickett.
Monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Yes, in fact, I want all of you to do the monster mash. It is the month of October, isn't it? It is, sitting in the Orange Studio today. Welcome in, and I appreciate you being here with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Monster Mash Auto World. We've got an answer to the trivia question. What year was the first auto insurance policy created? What year was the first auto insurance policy created? Alice answered, and our email is, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Alice is in Corpus Christi, Texas. Alice, thank you for joining us. She says she's listening to us on the Corpus Christi station right there, and that station would be AM and FM. And let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Corpus Christi, Texas, and that would be KEYS, AM 1440, and FM 98.7. Alice, thank you. Corpus Christi, Texas, of course, they're in Portland and Mathis. Good to have all you folks along and tuning in. Alice says it was 1900. Is when the first auto insurance policy was created. Alice, oh, you're so close. I'm going to give it to you anyway. It was 1898. You're only 2 years off. 1898 is when the first auto insurance policy created. Thank you, Alex. Alice, appreciate it. It's Alice, not Alex. Alice, thank you. Appreciate it. Right there in Corpus Christi, Texas, I got a little gift bag for you. It's got some candy corn treats in it. Oh, yes. And don't call me if you get a cavity. Send me your address, Alice, right there in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I will send you out a little gift bag of not only some Halloween treats, but some other Halloween, well, detail treats from Mother's, Meguiar's, Wash Drops, Solution Finish. I even have, yes, I have one bottle of the Adams Auto Detailer left, and that is awesome product. You throw away the hose. You use Wash Drops to wash your car and then, or your vehicle there, Alice, and then you can spray on the quick detailer that Adams has, and it just dusts and wipes your car off quick and clean, and you don't need to wash it ever again. Well, you're going to get it dirty, but you just use the Adams, wipe it off, keep it clean. That's what it's all about. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my address. Appreciate it, Alice. Thank you. Right there, listening to us on KEYS, AM 1440 and 98.7 FM, Corpus Christi, Texas. Okay, so today, this is something that you never really think about, but it happened. Whoops! She drove her Eurobus right into a trash compactor. Well, okay, so I cheat a little bit. It's a Subaru. If you spell it backwards, it's a Eurobus. Well, yes. The famous trash compactor scene in Star Wars, did folks ever see that in that movie? Panic, the trash compactor that can literally compact anything? Yeah. Well, this poor lady here, she drove her Subaru Forester right into the open trash compactor. It's unclear as what led up to this incident, but rescue crews were able to remove the driver, her, out of her vehicle, the Subaru, and transport her to the hospital with a minor injury. She's okay. According to the report, though, the Subaru Forester had jumped a large curb and broke through a chain before falling into the trash can compactor. Workers also said they hesitated to jump in and attempt to rescue her because it's a compact track compact trash compactor. Smashes everything up. But they said, let's go for it, and they did it. Thankfully, they got her out. Minor injuries and all. But overall, folks, what happened here is that they took a look at everything on the scene, and the fire department, they showed that the tire marks were seen on the ground, suggested that this could have been a result of a pedal or a gear confusion. Uh-oh. We didn't push the brake pedal. She pushed the accelerator pedal. And it was already in gear, of course, D for drive. And that's what sent her over the curb, through the fence, and into the garbage trash compactor. So, now the good news, again, the woman survived. And the ordeal, of course, her car was damaged up. Her Subaru Forester was damaged up a little bit in the front. But overall, she came out okay. The car did not. But be careful out there. Make sure that you have the foot on the right pedal for braking and going when you decide to drive your automobile. And with that, it means a lot, doesn't it? Recalls. So get your pen and paper and pencil out. I've got the recall for you here, folks. That recalls are very serious. Now, this one's serious, too. But it's not a park outside and don't drive your car because of fire. Toyota recalls at this time 751,000 of their vehicles. It's the large SUVs, folks, the Toyota's recalling. That's right. Toyota recalls 751,000 large SUVs in the United States only to fix a problem with the tabs that hold the front bumper covers on. Yeah, where's the bumper, you say? There is no bumpers. We're used to the old cars with the steel chrome bumpers out front. Well, as you know, we're all used to the bumper covers. That's right, bumper covers. So, your fiberglass plastic bumper cover is falling off of your Toyotas. If you haven't had this happen to you yet, get ready because it's going to. What this is all about, the recall covers certain Toyota Highlanders from 2020 through 2023 model years, including the gas electric hybrids. Again, the recall, your front bumper covers are going to be falling if they have not yet fell off and are on the road, as we call a yard sale. When we come back from the short break, I got more, facts, the nuts and the bolts of the story behind what's going on with these Toyota Highlanders. So you have a time through the break, text or call your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and say, hey, you got a Toyota Highlander, you better listen up. Auto World, AutoWorldMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are now in the second phase of their war against Hamas.
Israel is starting the second phase of the war to wipe out Hamas terrorists, the IDF. Israeli Defense Forces warning citizens in northern Gaza to get out now and head south for food and water.
Former President Trump came out swinging last night in Las Vegas, calling President Biden a crook who's seeking to imprison him.
Until he indicted me, I never talked this way. But now I say gloves are off. You know, he started a precedent.
The former president continues to enjoy a sizable lead in most GOP polls for president. The Texas Rangers wasted no time tying the World Series game one apiece Saturday night, ending the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game three is slated for Monday night in Phoenix. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, instead of ghosts, and put mechanic in there. I'm not afraid of mechanics. Who are you going to call? A mechanic. I want you to call a mechanic or a technician before you need one. That way, you're not afraid. Don't be spooked. You have a friend in the business when you call them and get their name, their phone number in your life. That way, you're covered. In case your lowrider, Ghostbuster, or ambulance breaks down on you. Okay, this recall, Toyota. Folks, Toyota is recalling about 751,000 large SUVs in the United States to fix a problem. It's the Toyota Highlanders. Here's the years again. The Toyota Highlanders from 2020 through 2023 model years, including the gas and electric hybrids. Here's what's going on. These SUVs, folks, have a Reslin front lower bumper cover, the Reslin that holds the front lower bumper covers that are connected with mounting tabs. The Reslin is not holding. Done. Lower bumper cover assembly could be falling off. The tabs break, detach, parts, assembly line could fall into the road and become a hazard to not only you, flat tires, but the person behind you. So, your front bumper cover is very expensive, folks. I know it covers your impact bar. That is basically the words for the bumper of today. But it's cosmetic and you need to get a fix. You do not need to run over the person's Toyota Highlander front bumper cover that's in front of you. So if you do not own a Toyota Highlander and you know somebody that does, then tell them to get over to the dealer. They'll inspect the bumper cover tabs for damage. And again, if there's the Reslon's not holding and they're broke, they're going to fix it. And it's the upper and lower bumper covers are they have improved the hardware. The Toyota dealers, folks, will be putting on new hardware. So your bumper cover will not fall off again. It's a great model, great make, Toyota Highlander, 2020 through all the way through the 2023 year, and that includes the gas electric hybrid. So your front bumper cover. And while you're there at the Toyota dealership, I want you to go ahead and ask them about the rear bumper cover, because if the Reslon was used for the front bumper covers, it was used for the rear too, even though the rear is not a recall yet. Here's how to check. If you're affected by this Toyota Highlander recall, just go to nhtsa.gov/recalls. Enter in your VIN number, and it'll show and tell you everything if you have a recall on your vehicle, including not only the Toyota Highlanders, but all of you that do not drive a Toyota Highlander, just go ahead and go there anyway. You're going to find out, more than likely, sorry to say, but you're probably going to have a recall on something on your vehicle. It could be little, it could be, you know, as simple as a gas flap door hinge isn't working correctly. I know the Ford F-150's had a problem with that. The gas flap door on the F-150 pickup trucks, folks, is also the gas flap door that you see on the outside. The regular skin that's painted to match the bedside of your Ford F-150 is also the gas cap. They had a problem with those. It's on a recall. So again, go to nhtsa.gov/recalls. VIN number it. Put a VIN number in, you got it covered. So, with that, it is time to go for it. We need to go up the list, folks, of the list of the engines that are built to go 500,000 miles or more. Number 7, Ford, 6.7 liter Power Stroke V8. Oh, you know that one. Oh, yeah. It was successfully put in the large size truck up line in Ford's lineup. Like the Ford F-350 Super Duty. Oh, yeah, 6.7 liter Power Stroke V8. It was one of those engines that were designed to go 500,000 plus miles. Diesel is what it burns. Number 6 on the list is the Chevrolet 4.3 liter Vortec V6. I've got a problem with the points today. Number 6, the Chevrolet 4.3 liter Vortec V6. Small block Chevrolet and its LS successor might gel all the glory, but no. This 4.3 liter V6 was found in the Chevrolet and GMC models. It first appeared in 1985. Now going up to number 5 on the list of the 10. Number 5 is the Ford 6.4 liter FEV8. Maximum power on it was 401 horsepower. Yes, it was a secret back in the late 60s and 70s. One of the iconic type of motors, the Ford's 390 cubic inch FEV8 was introduced to compete against General Motors V8. The 390 could be found under hoods of some of the best performance cars ever, like the 69 Mustang, which came with a four-barrel V8 rated at 320 horsepower, 427 pound-feet of torque. That was number 5 on the list. Let's go up to number 4. Number 4 on the list is, back to General Motors, yes, the 5.3 liter Vortec V8, the LMG model. The 5.3 liter V8 LMG was produced by General Motors to be placed basically in the full-size SUVs and trucks. And they did it. Full-size trucks and SUVs did get the 5.3 liter engine. Still around. I own one of those today. And a little, we call it the White Knight step side. Number 3 on the list is the Ford 5.8 8-liter Cleveland V8. Oh, that Cleveland was good. That thing was a monster. It made it happen. The 351 cubic inch Cleveland is the same as the Windsor, but unlike the Windsor, the Cleveland became Ford's first choice in performance engines back in its time. The Cleveland, from 1969 all the way to 1974. 5.8-liter, 351. Torque, burnt gasoline torque, started at 250. It could go up to 380 pound-feet of torque. Depends on really what you ask it to do and what you put on there. Application-wise, was 1971 through 1974 Ford Gran Torino. Oh, those are worth a couple bucks. Application, another one is 1971 through 1974 Mercury Cougar. Going up the list to number two is the Chevrolet of one of the motors. One of the people, one of the engines, one of the manufacturers that's on the list of engines that were built to go 500,000 miles. And that was number two slot goes to Chevrolet, 8.1-liter Vortec L18. Monstrous engine by Chevy. Of course, was the first introduced to the public, all of us, back in 2001. It set a standard in a very insanely high torque and horsepower. The 8.1-liter Vortec was produced to compete with Dodge's 8.1-liter Magnum V10 and Ford's V10 Triton engines of the time. The big 8.1-liter engine produced 340 horsepower and 455 foot-pound of torque. In a truck application, it did real well. I mean, they put it in the 2500 heavy-duty and the 3500 heavy-duty. Coming up on Auto World, the number one slot goes to what brand and how big a motor is it on the list of engines that were built to go 500,000 miles. I'm Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the
wheel. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Sitting in the Orange Studio here today on Auto World, and walked down the hall, got out of the Greasy Garage Studio. Orange Studio, why? Because it's Halloween time, month of October. Got a lot of we've got a lot of orange in the studio today, and had an emailer ask me if I'm sitting in a pumpkin pie, and no, I'm eating a pumpkin pie. It is time now, folks. You've been wanting to know. I went up the list from number 10 all the way to number 1 of the list of the engines that were built to go 500,000 miles. So the number one slot goes to, let's do the drum roll, please, Dougie, the five-stick drummer. Oh, my God, he's scared. Let me know. Well, no need to be spooked and scared. Number one slot goes to the Ford 5.8-liter Windsor V8. Yeah, it's no secret that Chevrolet, you know, they ridiculed, I can't even say the word, they made fun of Ford, claiming that Ford stands for Fix or Repair Daily. Well, guess what? That's right. One such engine is a 351 cubic inch Windsor V8. See, the 351 is very well known among all of us enthusiasts, owning its fame to the reliability and endurance it has shown over the years. It was last seen in the 1995 Mustang SVT, Cobra R, and all. Oh, the 351 is not great on gas, though. It liked to suck the fuel, of course, but it was and is. The number one slot goes to the Ford 5.8-liter Windsor V8, a motor that was designed to go 500,000 miles. Noteworthy here, it was in the 1969 all the way through 1974 Ford Galaxy. It was also in the 1977 all the way through 1979 Ford LTD. 2. 1995 Ford Mustang SVT Cobra R. Congratulations, Ford. Ford and Chevrolet, side-by-side engines that were designed to go 500,000 miles. Hopefully you got 500,000 miles on yours. You can do that on every single engine, folks, gas engine and or diesel engine, if you maintain it. Preventive maintenance is the key. Well, this state said no more. They suspended Cruise robo-taxes, claiming that GM misrepresented the autonomous car's safety. California says no more. They suspended it. Yep. The Cruise, a robo-taxi service provided by General Motors, has been under much, under the news for the last few years over the effectiveness and the safety of their autonomous vehicles. The California DMV announced this last week they will be suspending the company's vehicle deployment and driverless testing permits. No more. It happened, and this happened because, another injured pedestrian on the sidewalk got hit. California says no more. Robotaxi, no more in California. The model is called the Cruise. It's no more. No longer. Period. Autonomous driving, no one at the steering wheel. Computers running your car. Driverless. Enjoy your ride. 10 and 2. Put the hands on the steering wheel and enjoy how to drive it. And enjoy driving it. Get the rumble of the engine, which, in fact, a lot of electric cars have no rumble or no noise. You might want to go ahead and buy that, what we call an app. Yes, you can buy an app to get the noise of a gas-powered vehicle in an electric car. Now it is time. We ran out of time, so let's do it. It's time to get to the winner of the who is number one when it comes to the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Well, a couple more contenders before we go up the list, and one of those contenders was and is the Hyundai Kona. The 2024 Hyundai Kona is a contender, one that didn't win, but contender in the race too. The 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. The 2023 Jeep Compass was also a contender. The 2024 Kia Seltos was also a contender. The Land Rover Defender 130, the 2023 model, was a contender. The Lexus, the 2023 Lexus RZ was a contender. Oh, there's so many of them. It just goes on and on and on. The 2024 Mazda CX-90 was also a contender by Motor Trend. The 2024 Mercedes EQE SUV was a contender. Also, the 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 was a contender. To the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. All of this means, here's another Mercedes. There's a 2024 Mercedes-Benz GLE was a contender. A lot of Mercedes in there. Did not make it, though. The 2023 Toyota BZ4X. Funky looking thing. It was also a contender. It's an all-electric SUV. Did it make the cut? It did. It was a contender, but it did not win. Now here's some good news for you folks that like Toyota. The 2023 Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid was also a contender for the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year, but didn't win. So with all that, wait a minute, the Highlander, we talked about the front bumpers coming off the Highlander. The 2024 Toyota Grand Highlander was also a contender. Volkswagen made it. The 2024 Volkswagen Atlas. Motor Trend got an opportunity. The complete staff of Motor Trend got an opportunity to climb in all these vehicles and drive them, test them on braking, cornering, safety, comfort, smell, in a matter of, there's a lot of divisions. The 2024 Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport was also a contender. But overall, the winner of the 2024 Motor Trend SUV of the Year of 2024, folks. Drum roll, please, Dougie, the five-stick drummer. Too scary, isn't it? It is. The winner, the number one slot, goes to Chevrolet Blazer, the EV. The Chevrolet Blazer EV is Motor Trend's 2024 SUV of the Year, folks. The all-new Chevrolet Blazer EV topped a field of over 40 competitors to win Motor Trend's prestigious Golden Calipers for 2024 SUV of the Year. Now, Motor Trend credits the Blazer's EV's cutting-edge technology, the design, the powertrain choices as the reasons for the selection. The Blazer EV continues Chevy's legacy of delivering electric vehicles for its customers, of course, all you and me and everyone else. Now, first seen by Motor Trend's 2017 Car of the Year, the winner back then was the Chevrolet Bolt, B-O-L-T EV. But the title for 2024 SUV of the Year from Motor Trend is reserved for the Chevrolet Blazer EV, 100%. Now, with that, over 40 contenders, made the cut, got in there. Throughout all the driving, testing, and all, they found that this car brakes, accelerates, corners, comfort, creature features, it goes on and on and on. You might just want to check out the brand new 2024 Chevrolet Blazer EV. It's what you might want right there in your driveway and in your garage. Coming up here on Auto World next week, stay tuned. I want to say happy Halloween to everybody. And in fact, don't eat too much candy, because if you do, you'll get sick. Now, one thing you want to do in your glove box in your automobile is put a little couple hard candies in the glove box. Why? You never know when you might want a little treat, trick or treat, as if we're all going to hear that coming up on our front doorsteps at any time. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Good to have you here. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.